8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and this week on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear three radio artwork. One from Russian radio artist Dmitry Nikolaev, one from Andrea Sodomka, a media artist from Austria, and one from the American radio artist Gregory Whitehead. Karen Werner is going to introduce the first work.
This is Karen Werner, and you're about to hear a radio artwork from the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive called Happy Birthday, Darling, by Russian radio artist Dmitry Nikolaev. Dmitry Nikolaev has taken on the challenge of creating a radio drama without any words, told entirely through sounds. He describes the piece in his Russian sense of humor, quote, "People very easily break human relations, connections, and start to kill others who do not follow their rules. It's a story about how love turns into hatred that destroys everything and kills everybody." End quote. Happy Birthday, Darling was produced for the National Service Radio Russia Kultura in 2014 and is 9 minutes long.
Ah.
You just heard Happy Birthday, Darling, produced by Dmitry Nikolov. For more information, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
I'm Jess Speer with the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, and I'm delighted to present Intimate Space by composer and media artist Andrea Sodomka. Drawing on time spent researching, thinking about, and conducting interviews on the subject of intimacy and personal space, Sodomka composed a piece for both broadcast and for radio installation. As an installation of many FM transmitters, the piece conceptually ties the idea of intimate space to radio broadcast as a function of distance and communication, forcing the audience to share a physical closeness to the transmitter to pick up the signal, just as a person's intimate space extends out to a certain radius, within which intimacy, like a broadcast, is shared. Let's hear the piece now.
I'm not sure exactly what intimacy is, but I think that it exists, and it's somewhere between either love and hate, or trust and distrust, or personal space and public space.
Thank you.
space isn't a physical space. I think it's a psychological space. It's something that takes place inside your head. Like music, like love, or takes place inside of your body. You know, it fills your whole being and it radiates somehow. Thank you. I feel my intimate space when it's been invaded, when someone I don't like gives me a hug, or even sometimes when someone points a camera at me or sticks a microphone in front of my face. intimate space is on one hand psychological, but it's not personal. It has to be shared. You feel it when someone looks you in the eye, and you feel that that energy is being directed to you. In that sense, you know, people are themselves radios. We're emitting energy and ki, and who knows, even some proof that there are some electromagnetic transmissions from the brain. That intimate space is where you finally connect, and then those positive feedbacks between people reinforce themselves. Some people say that the closest distance between two people is laughter. So maybe intimacy is really just another word for laughter. for sharing good times with other people. And then all of a sudden that intimate space exists.
We just heard Intimate Space, a 2009 radio installation and broadcast by Andrea Sodomka, with contributions from Helmut Jasper, Heidelind Gratz, August Black, Anna Kuncio, Anton Reininger, and Daniel Lurcher. For more information about this piece and about Andrea Sodomka, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
We're going to end today's transmissions with Gregory Whitehead's India Alpha Mike, one of his ongoing explorations into the fate of cipher disembodies during their slow fade into the electromagnetic night.
Hey, Mike. Mike?
Was radio artist Gregory Whitehead with the track India Alpha Mike from 2014. That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wavefarm Radio Art Fellows Jess Speer and Karen Werner. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.